Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Mem Hey, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're in Perek Nigmar Hadin, all about issues of the first of the Dalet Mises Bezdin, as we discussed when they took him out to the Beis Askila. That was the beginning of the Perek, and now we continue after having known that Vidui is done on the way out. We learned that from Achan, and we had Chata Yisrael, and related issues. Then we had the a couple of other sources. How do we know that vidui is acceptable at that time and mandatory? And finally, we had the machlokas at the end of the Mishnah. Again, vidui is a focus here. We know that vidui is a big discussion generally in the mitzvah of tshuva, as the pasuk says in Parshas Naso, the source for vidui, which the Rambam focuses on and discusses at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. And much discussion is had on that Rambam. If one remembers, the Rambam's lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva is when one does tshuva, one has a chiyuv to say vidui. Again, the focus of the past daf and a half, and the question that the Achronim ask on the Rambam, not really the Rishonim, the Achronim ask is there a mitzvah of tshuva or not? The Rambam does not formulated as a person is chayev to do tshuva. It says when one does tshuva, one has a chayev to do vidui. So why is that? But the Rambam doesn't just say, even though in the Koteret he says he has a formulation of chayev lasa tshuva v'yisvada, but in the actual halachos he uses it more as background. So a number of suggestions given. The Meshechachma maybe is the most straightforward and simple, where the Meshechachma says that why should there be a separate mitzvah of tshuva? The same mitzvah that tells you not to do the Aveira in the first time also tells you not to do the Aveira the second time. Right? Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Say after I'm Mechal Shabbos, when I need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me that I shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, the same mitzvah applies. So you don't need a separate independent mitzvah to describe that one has a chiyuv to stop doing the Aveira. To confess about it, the three parts of vidui, as the Rambam describes, mentioning what I did wrong, feeling bad about it, regret, and Kabbalah la'asid, so that's something that's not natural, that doesn't flow from the Aveira itself. And therefore, the mitzvah that you need is vidui. But tshuva is not a mitzvah, says the Meshechachma, according to the Rambam, because after all, that is something that just flows. You have to do it, but that flows from the mitzvah itself. So that's the Meshechachma. There are other suggestions. The Rav Soloveitchik discusses maybe tshuva, of course, is the mitzvah, but there's the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyam mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is vidui. If I don't mean it, then I'm basically missing the point. It's like Tova v'sheretz biyado, right? I have to have the feeling and the state of tshuva. That's the kiyum hamitzvah, while the maisa mitzvah is vidui, and that's what the Rambam focuses on in terms of the halachas. Rav Zsolti writes, and won't mention the other ones, but Rav Zsolti writes in one place that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva discusses that at some point in history all Jews will do tshuva, based on Sukkim at the end of the Torah, and elsewhere. So, what do you mean? There's a promise that Bnei Yisrael kvar hifticha Torah. So what does that mean? At a certain stage, says the Mishnah Siavetz, maybe we won't really have a choice. It'll be so obvious and reasonable to all Klal Yisrael and to all Jews that we'll do tshuva. And maybe at that time our Bechira, so to speak, will be taken away. It'll be so clear. And therefore, because there won't be Bechira for that mitzvah, it can't be a mitzvah by definition, because by definition a mitzvah is something that lasts eternally. And if kvar hifticha haTorah, that we're going to do this mitzvah, maybe that's why technically the Rambam doesn't quote it. Right? Hilchos Karbanos is eternal. We just can't bring them today. Right? There are many halachas that are totally in the Beis HaMikdash that are eternal. We just can't bring them today. But if there is a mitzvah that inherently is temporary, right, the mitzvah, the isser of leaving one's house on the night of Pesach, the isser of going to collect the mun, that's not just the isser of going up on Har Sinai. Those are inherently temporary, right? Even if we knew which mountain Har Sinai was, and if there was mun that was falling today, the isser wouldn't apply, because it was only a temporary mitzvah, right? So those are inherently temporary. But other mitzvos that just technically we can't do today, those are eternal. We just can't do them. But according to this suggestion, Rav Zsolti says that maybe tshuva itself is temporary as well, even though it's much longer than any of the other mitzvahs that we mentioned. Okay, that's just a little bit about vidui and tshuva that came up yesterday. So now we continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Hayarachov mi beis askila arba amos. When they were 4 amos away from the beis askila, mafshitin azos begadav. This is a special halacha that we remove the person's clothes, as it says, oso below ksuso. The Rambam says, maybe it's also, as is going to be clear from the Gemara, it also hastens death. If they don't have the protection of the clothes, and therefore we want to do it as quickly as possible so there's less suffering, and therefore we're mafsh the begadav. Ha'ish b'chasad osa milafane, v'ha'isha milafaneha u'me'achareha. Dev Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says that a man keeps a cover on in front, and a woman in both places, front and back. Dev Rebbe Yehuda. And they argue, and they say, no, ha'ish niskal arim, ve'ina ish niskal asaruma. A woman, though it might delay her death, that might make it slower, as we'll see what the svara is. Still, she is clothed. She is not niskeles aruma. Machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the chacham. Tanu rabbanan, and we continue. Ha'ish b'chasad oso perek echad milafada va'isha shnei praga milafaneh be'milacharel b'pnei shekula erva div Rabbi Yehuda, because kula erva, there's more erva halachically by the woman, and therefore she needs more covering. V'chacham omrim ha'ish niskal arum v'inishin niskal asaruma. No, she's not nis, she doesn't have to remove anything. Mai tamayo du rabbanan omar krow. What is the whole svara, the basis for this halacha? So we quote a pasuk, even though, as we just said, the Rambam mentions a svara. Viragmu oso, my oso, they shall stone him. Ilema oso velo osa, is it him and not her? Vaksi vohotzeisas ishahu, oso isha hahi. Right, the same halachas apply to all the Mises Bezdin for men and women. Ela my oso, oso velo ksuso, ha osa biksusa. Right, that's the svara for the chachamim based on the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what would Rabbi Yehuda say? He doesn't make that diuk. Oso belok suso, loshna ish, veloshna isha. No, there's no difference. He doesn't make that drasha and that miyuf. Again, from his Rebbe, as we mentioned in the past, there are different drushas chazal. Kal v'chomer, everybody agrees you can darshan yourself, because Yerushava, one, everybody agrees that you need a Rebbe for. At least, which words are used? What exactly the application is might be up for discussion, but which words are used? But all the other ones are discussions of the Rishonim. So here's a lima. Do you make such a diuk? Right, that's the machlokas, whether you have the oso below osa or oso behu adin osa. Right, there's no difference in the Misora. Says the Gemara Lameimra. So is this to say the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that she is not clothed partially and the Chacham say she is fully clothed? Is there a svara that goes into the drasha of the pasuk? This is interesting now, because we just quoted psukim. And now the Gemara is about to quote a contradiction based on a svara. So obviously, as we just explained, it could be that the svara influences their limud, and the reason they make such a limud. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, is this to teach me? The Rabbanan chayshi lehirhura. Part of the reason that the Rabbanan say that she has to remain clothed is not just because of xeris hakasav of the pasuk, but because they're choshesh lehirhur. If she is partially, has her clothes removed in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a problem that there are kohanim around, and that we don't want this lead to any inappropriate thoughts. Right, there are the Rabbanan chayshi lehirhura, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayshi lehirhura. Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh lehirhura, and therefore he doesn't worry about the taking off the clothes. Right, just as we just explained. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says lehirhura, third skinny line. Shema yitnu ba einayhem v'yavo ledehirer. Maybe they will think they will. The kohanim will see her and will come to hear her. Di'ilav haytaima, because if this reason, right, Rashi is bothered implicitly by this issue. We just quoted psukim. So that was the Gemara now asking a stira based on svara. You could say this is svara and this is a pasuk. So Rashi is obviously trying to answer that. The lav haytaima, if there wasn't an issue of hirhur, nehid to the rabbanan lo atzrecha kra lavshita, you're right, the pasuk wouldn't obligate the hefshit, the removal of the clothes, nev lanan, kadesh tamus maher, at least we should do it anyway, because, you know, it's better for her, isn't it? Because there's, the death is hastened. So Rashi, again, is recognizing that there is an interplay here between the svara and the pasuk. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Lameimra, so we learn from here that the Rabbanan are choshish lehirur, therefore she remains fully clothed, even though there's the counter pressure of Maher Misa. For Rabbi Yehuda, lo achayish lehirurah. Rabbi Yehuda does not choshish, is not worried about ifcha shamina luhu. But then we learn the opposite in the Mishnah in Masechta Sota. Ditznan, hakohen ocheis bivagadeha, when the process of Isha Sota takes place, so the Kohen holds her clothing. Im Nikru Nikru Nifru Nifrumu. We're not war Achamagala's Liba, the Sozer Asaira. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, are not worried about Hirhur by Anisha Sota when she is being led around and going through the process of Sota. So even if part of her begadim rip, we're not worried about that. The Chachamim are not worried there, though they seem to be worried here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imhaya Liba Noeh, Lo Ayam Agaleu. No, you have to be nervous, you have to be worried, right? If she is someone that people would want to look at, Liba Noeh, Lo Ayam Agaleu. The Kohen would make sure not to be Megala any of her body that's usually covered. Imhaya Sara Noeh, Lo Ayas Osro. Right, one of the sources for covering one's hair, if their hair is beautiful, so is Osro. So, stira between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, no, wait, there's a big difference. Omar Rabba, Hasamayinu Taima. Over there by Sota, there's a big issue, there's a big chash. Why are the Chachamim worried there and not here? Shema Teitzimi Bezdin Zakav, Yiskaru Ba Perche Kehuna. Over there, maybe she's in, she'll become innocent. She'll be proven that she is innocent, and therefore we're worried about here, her, there. Hacha, hamikdala. Here, the person's being killed, the woman's being killed, and therefore there is no worry. V'chitem asil is garuye ba'achranaisa. Wouldn't this lead just to inappropriate thoughts in general, and maybe it would lead them to focus on other women as well? Amar Rav Gemiri, ein yitzhar sholeit el b'mishein av roos. No, we assume it's focused on the person involved, the person that they're looking at. And therefore, we don't think it's going to go me'isha, ein machzikin me'isha le'isha, to borrow a lashon from Yeridea. Ein yitzhar sholeit el b'mishein av roos. Good. 2 points. One focused on this line here. Tosfos says, the second Tosfos, we learned in the beginning of Maseches Megillah on Daf Tesvav, called Ha'omer Rachav Rachav Miyah Nikri. Right? Rachav was such a gorgeous, beautiful woman that even just saying her name led to problems. Right? So what do you mean? I thought it's only Mashain of Roos. So how could the Gemara there say just saying her name, just hearing her name? Hasam Biyodo Makira. That's only people who knew what she looked like. If they had never seen her before, so then that wouldn't be an issue. The issue of real hearer is only if there is an appearance in the mind that one can connect to. This comes up in the halachic realm in some posts discussion of kalisha. Right, there are two issues. Let's say of listening to a female singing on the radio or on a recorded or in a recorded way. So, are there any tzadim lahakel? So we have the general halacha of kalisha, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, kol b'isha erva, different ages and what exactly it applies to, and the famous shuba of the Sri De Eish, allowing certain context where the point is to bring the children closer to Yadus from the youth groups in Germany before the war. That is the Sri De'esh Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Zayin, where he talks about the youth groups. But the Rav Avadia has a tshuva where he discusses recorded music. A, is it the real voice? And B, what about if you don't know what the person looks like? So that can make a big difference, right? If the person, even if I know if I saw a picture once, that already makes it worse because of our Gemara. If I don't know what it looks like, and it's Shirei Kodesh, and if Yesh Makom, if one needs or requires, you know, the beginning of Tzad LaHakel, not that this is a Lechadchila, not that this is something positive, but there are more Tzadim LaHakel in cases where A, it's recorded, B, the person doesn't know what the man doesn't know what the woman looks like. And as it continues, it's on the list of factors in the sugyas of Kalisha. Again, none of these apply by itself, but the Tzitz Eliezer, the Rav Avadia discusses that, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses that, and Chelek Hey Simon Bays, right, he discusses there, maybe it's not the actual voice. Odzos, Kishakolhu al Yidea Radio, Niratam, no Safla Hatir, Mipnei, She'ein Zekolhu Isha Mamish, Ela Ovrim, Ki Chateif, Kama Gilgule Macha Notzar Mechadash Havaras Hakol, right, the big sugya by microphones, right, is the voice change. You saw Birur Mi Mumchim Lo Oso Davar, he quotes, I asked the Mumchim, and it's changed through the electrical currents. So you put that together. Yesh Malkam Lotzadid Heter Bazeh Midoch Limud Kavachomer. Mimasha Matzino Shein Yosef Mikon Dal Inya Mitzvahs Kashmias Kol Shofar Vechulu. Other poskim argue, this isn't a formal question, it's a question of hearer. If it's Kol Yisrael, so it doesn't matter, is it the actual voice, a different voice? It's not about being Yotzei a mitzvah. Right? It's the issue of hearer. Right? And therefore, just like the issue is whether you know what the woman looks like or not, what I mean, it's the same voice, halachically, the answer, the difference is because this is an issue of hearer, and therefore, maybe it wouldn't be you wouldn't be able to compare the two. Right? Rabbi Bleich, in one of his contemporary halachic problems articles, he writes, with regard to blowing of the shofar, the actual sound of the shofar must be heard. However, the female voice, it may be argued as the status of erva, because of its provocative quality. Hence, the sole relevant question is whether or not this quality is in any way mitigated by projection over the airwaves. And therefore, doesn't make a difference whether halachically or not halachically you didn't like that comparison. But either way, this is one of the factors that come up, and it's what Argamar mentions. Eni yitzar sholeit el b'misha einav. Bain of Aromos. There is a Ben Yehoyada also. Ben Yehoyada says that if you look at the word ayin, right, ayin to look at, ein of roos, the letters after, this is quoted Yom Naroam time as well, the letters after the ayin are pei and kaf and samach, kesef. The achar osios ayin yish kesef shehu lashon taiva. Kesef is not only money, kisuf. Right, is to desire. Nichsof nichsafti, we say in Din Nefesh. Kesef Mishnah, he desires to understand the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Kamo nichsava vagam kolsa nafshi, v'chein kosov nichsafta. V'achar kesef, and if you keep going, after kesef, what are the letters? Lamid, ayin, and sadi. Tsela, right, the rib. The woman is the rib. Yishtela zu, de'isha shenivres min hatsela, lirmos kimin ha'ayin, yila adam kisuf, Ratzalomar Taiva Bitzela Zulaisha. So he said if you do the three steps, the eye leads to the desire of the rib of the woman. So yeah, Ben Yoyada focuses on that. Okay. So that answers the steer in one direction back to the Gemara. So we answered the Chachamim. Over there, they're worried by Isha Sota because after all, she might go out alive. But when it comes to issue of by Mises Bezdin, that's it. And therefore, there's no worry. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanan, Lo Kasha. Right, so what about the steer in Rabbi Yehuda? Ella Amar Rava. I'm sorry, we just answered a Rabbi Yehuda. El Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha kiddushaninan. Rabbi Yehuda is not a kasha because he is worried. He is not worried over here, and he is worried over there. I just said the Rabbanan. That was the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbanan nami lo kasha. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are nervous by Mises Bezdin and not nervous by Isha Sota. So how does that work? So lo kasha. The pasuk in Yecheskel is that the issue is that here we are punishing and making an example, and that's why there is no worry. But here, actually killing her, so that itself is enough. We don't think that there is going to be need a double lesson in that regard in terms of Misa and in terms of Heshed of the Begatim. Why not just do both? It would be even better lesson, stronger, more extreme. No, because there's also counter pressure here as well. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, Amar Kra, V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. Bror lo misa yafe. Avdol reacha kamocha. So therefore, even when we kill somebody, they're still reacha, and therefore we want to protect their dignity in this regard, and therefore they'll be clothed. Bror lo misa yafe. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right, and Rashi says, v'lo tivazehu, and not to disgrace and embarrass. Let's just finish to the Mishnah, and then we'll stop here for... let's just finish. Is this really a machlokas tanoim? This issue of brolo misa yafe, and that's what we think about whether we want to kill them in a certain way. So lo, dukoliyama islo derabi abrach, but everybody agrees to the principle, be yisod, v'achabakamiflagin, the machlokas is maybe psychologically what do people care more about. right, their suffering or their dignity and embarrassment before Rechman al-Islan, they are killed. Mar Savar Bizyone de Inish Adifale Tvei Minicha de Gufe. One holds that psychological embarrassment is more important to a person than the comfort of his physical soul as it's taken. And therefore we worry about the clothing more. Umar Savar, no, Nicha de Gufa de Bizyone the Guf, the hastening of the death is more important factor than the Bizayon, and therefore they both agree to Rav Nachman, but the question is what the percentages are, not machlokes about percentages, but what is the most important factor that people worry about according to these Tana. We've mentioned in the past, let's start with Tosfos and then we'll expand. Tosfos and Brola Misa Yafe. Brola Misa Yafe, and therefore, why? Because of Yahaf L'Recha Kamocha. Yesh Mefarshim. Mishum de l'reacha kamocha lo shayich mechayim de chayecha kodmin. What did my Tosfos be bothered by? This is a pretty unusual usage of haf l'reacha kamocha. Right, that's dafka. And if we look throughout Shas, we've pointed this out, there are very limited usages of this pasuk. You look in the Torah, haf l'reacha kamocha, even in the place where we think it would have been used, right, Shabbos, Laman, Aleph, Hillel, teach me all of Torah on one foot, he doesn't even use the pasuk. He uses the negative Aramaic. What you don't want done to you, do not do unto your friend. Right, l'chavrech lo sevid. Matasani Allah, right, don't do to your friend. So where do we have this? We have this here. We have this in the beginning of Maseches, the second Berak in Kiddushin. V'yad l'recha kamocha, you're not allowed to marry a woman without looking at her first. Because if you get married and then you don't get along, so then, you know, it can lead to v'yad l'recha kamocha problems. That's it? What does the word talk about? Like the Rambam in Ilchus Avel. V'yad l'recha kamocha, and v'ikr cholim, and nicham aveilim, and milas chesed. The Gemara doesn't really talk about that. The Gemara focuses on the death issues and the not getting married. So Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum D'L'Reacha Kamocha, Lo Shayech Mechayim, D'Chayecha Komin. Because in your life, after Reacha Kamocha, maybe it's not true. It's very hard. Because if it's a choice between you and your friend, you come first. Right? Gemara Bab Metziah, Chayecha Komin, one canteen in the desert. So you drink the canteen. Chayecha Komin. So that's why, at least it applies Lacher as a person is dying. First day of Tosfos. And then Tosfos quotes another day up. Maybe that's not true, Yesh Mefarshim, because it talks about Nekama in the same pasuk, and maybe that's how we know it's referring to Misa. Could be 2 days in Tosfos, whether it's feasible to have Yehav L'Recha Kamocha, really. Is it really to take the pesukim literally? The Ramban, Ala Torah, writes, you're right, it's not literal, but there's an ideal here. The Ramban's Lashon is Guzma. It's an exaggeration, somewhat. Because mamish kamocha says the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, v'tam yehav l'recha kamocha haflaga ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam sheyehov es chaveiro ka'avaso es nafsho. It's impossible, right? Exactly the same. Like I love myself. V'o shekfar bar Rabbi Akiva v'limid, and obviously Rabbi Akiva, same question Tosfos asks. Rabbi Akiva comes and teaches us in Bemetziah Samach Beis chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Ella, mitzvahs are rather, it's not a feeling inside, it has to do with nihugim. Mitzvahs are Torah sheyehav chaveiro b'chol inyan kasher yehav aznafsho b'chol atov. Whatever actions, whatever you would want done, and maybe that's why Hillel did what he did, whatever you want done to yourself, you should do to your friend. Right? Again, sheyehav chaveiro b'chol inyan kasher yehav aznafsho b'chol hatov. On all the good things that you want done. Again, a couple of major Rambans on Parshas Kedoshim, that being one of them in terms of aflaga. But it's the same issue that Tosfos brings up here. Again, explaining the unusual usage of Ahavtarecha Kamocha to Brarlo Misa Yafe. Get related to this also regarding the Bizayon or the Nicha de Gufa. So the poskim use these factors in various contexts. There is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, and he quotes the Shvus HaRashba related. There was a situation where I'll just quote the Rashba that he quotes and then relate it to his question. Mishitziva b'shas p'ti raso she yisu oso l'kibri avosav. Person wanted to be buried in Kever Avos, a specific place. Uv'yom shemes ne'enas. Somehow he wasn't buried in the right spot. Right? There was an onis that occurred that day, whatever it was. And now his children want to move him to Kever Avos. Umepreisha I efshar lisa oso. But right now, it's impossible to move him. Machmas hefsid habasar v'reach nodef. Achi yisach al habasar. The body, Rachman al Aslan, or maybe not Rachman al Aslan, that's what's supposed to happen, right, was decomposing after, and it was in a state where it was impossible to move. Imutru litena kol gufo sid lemaher ha'ichol. Are they allowed to do something in order to hasten the ichol, in order to then move the body, which is the ultimate kavod that the guf, the niftar, wants? Iika bizayon bakach ilo inami mishum tsar who be kinyan sha'amru kasha rima lameis ki machad b'basar achai. Do they feel pain by ichol habasar? Right, is this not allowed to be done? Either way, this is the question the Rashi asks. Halacha lemaisa. They wanted to move the body, but they had to do something to the body, which was not so kavodik. But in the larger picture, it was tshuva. Kol kiha she'osin la'achal abasar mehera kedei lisa oso lomakom shetziva mutter, says the Rashba. She'en kamakom bizayon ve'en kamakom jishim tzara she'en basar hames markish bizemel ve'koshikim besid. Right, surely here she'arev la'adam lios nikvar esal avosav. Right, a person, that's the ultimate. What we discussed this in Mahabasra too, a little bit. That Kever Avos, right, the Gemara had a rhetorical question, Lashon there in Mahabasra, remember. Is it possible that he wasn't buried in Kever Avos? Not sure that everybody be buried in Kever Avos is an important factor. So says the Shvus Yaakov here in Beis Tzadi Zayin, quoting the Shuvas of the Rashba, Harela Hedya. Ki agamna koshu lechvodo lekvar kever avosav. Anything that's lekever of the meant for the covid of the avos is allowed. And he says ukai gavna matzinu b'shas Sanhedrin daf memhei aliba dachachamim dehilchos akavasayu to bizyona de inish adifale mitzara de gufa to bizyon of an inish. So you see that the ultimate, even if there is some type of pain that we don't really understand at all, but we see in the Gemara that there is a factor sometimes that overrides, and that's the bizayon, and not being buried in the appropriate place is a bizayon, and therefore in this case, he also has a similar type of discussion, that one is allowed to be shofech alav sid v'lios kavur b'shkunas kfaris v'lo yikvar b'yarim kikvuras chamor b'lishem shmira shef shashaklavim. It was a case where they had to get the body out because it was dangerous and it wasn't guarded, right? The same idea that the Shvus Yaakov discusses, but again, he quotes our Gemara as a model as well. Good. Next Mishnah. Beis Haskila Yigova Sheikomos. How high? The Beis Haskila was 2 floors high. Echamina Edim Dochvo Almasnav. The Edim, one of the Edim themselves, take part in the act. So, right, if they're not telling the truth, it's also a way to see if they are somewhat nervous. But Echamina Edim, as we said yesterday, Kima Shehigit Shuvan Echozu Magid. But even if they give a good excuse, but this is part of based on an psukim. So one of the Edim Dochwa Masav pushes the person on their hips, Nepach Alibo, and if he falls on his face, Hofqa Masnav, we turn him over on the side. Rashi says we don't have him lying on his back, that's not covered, that's more maguna, right? Every tiny little detail is the balance of fulfilling the mitzvah versus not embarrassing them too much. Rashi says Shumushka Praktan of Maguna Yoser. So we don't want them lying on their back. And therefore we put it to the side. V'meis b'yatza, and if the person dies through that act, yotzei, though they're yotzei the mitzvah, the edim and the bezdin. V'imlav asheni noto l'se'evin v'nosto alibo. And if not, so then one stone is placed on the heart, v'meis b'yatza, v'imlav v'gimaso b'chol Yisrael. So the edim start, and then all of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, yad edim t'yevo b'rishon olam yiso, v'yad kal ha'am ba'achrona. Good. Tana v'komei shalosh harikan shalosh. The 2 floors of the Beis Haskila plus the height of the person himself, that makes 3. Says the Gemara, ubiibi idan kule high. Do you need so high to kill somebody? Ramidu, but don't we know from Baba Kama ma bar shukde lahamis asara tfachim afko kede lahamis asara tfachim. Much shorter causes misa. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Baravu, Amar Kra v'yahavta recha kamocha. And therefore they'll die quicker if it's from a higher height. Even higher? No, that would be, if the person falls, it would be minuval for them because their body would not remain intact in that way. The Rambam, I don't know if we mentioned this, but this could be mentioned anywhere over these couple of weeks, and that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts four separate mitzvos of Dalet Mises Bezdin. Four separate. Skila Srefa Herik Chenek. The Rambam in mitzvah. Where is his mitzvah? Reish Chavav Zayin Chesentes. Reish Chavav. Shetzivanu. Laharog Yesa Over Malksas Hamitzvahs Besayef. Varamro Yisaleh in Mishpatim Nakom Yinakein. Reish Chav Zayin. Shetzivanu Lachnoka Over Malksas Mitzvahs Miyuchados. Varamro Yisaleh Mos Yumas. Sivanu Lisrofa Ovrim Al Ksas HaMitzvos Varamro Yisaleh Reish Srefa. And finally, Sivanu Liskola Ovrim Al Ksas HaMitzvos Parshas Kiseitse Uskaltam Osam Vavanim Vamesu. Those are right after, interesting, the mitzvah right before this is Galus. Shetzivanu lahotzi makanevish mishkaga me'iro li'ir miklat. And right before that is Malkus. Reish Chav Dalet. Right? Litzitzivanu lahakos biritsua ha'overmal mitzvos miyuchados. So you have Malkus, Galus, and then the Dalet Mises based in. That is the unit. And then there's Tliya, and then the mitzvah of Kvura. That's the unit the Rambam has. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says it's not four separate mitzvos. The Ramban says it's one mitzvah, uvi'arta hara mikerbecha. Rather, mikerbecha, removing the ra. So talk about the lumdis behind that. Is it, talk about how much is it upon Bezdin? Is it upon, are they shlichim of society? Is it more focused on the victim, as we spoke about a couple of days ago? But that's an interesting, important machlokes to be aware of between the Rambam and the Ramban. Good. We continue. Echad min ha'edim dachavo, Tanur Rabban, minayin shebetchia. How do we know that it is with pushing? How do we know what is with pushing? How do we know, Rashi explains the pasuk that we're quoting, Nidonu hanogim bahar Sinai. Those that went up on Har Sinai, again, a temporary Yisr, that did not apply after Hashem's Shechina left, how do we know that they are pushed? Tamalomar Yoro. And we learn from there also to Skila Lidoros. Uminayin Shebeskila, Tamalomar Sakol. Uminayin Shebeskila, Ubitriya. How do you know both? Push and then Sokol. Tamalomar Sakol, Yisakol. O Yaro, Yiyare. It's both. Uminayin Shemes Bitriya, Yatsa. And how do we know that you don't need both? It's just once you have one, Tamalomar, O Yaro, Yiyare. Right? It's clear, interesting, at least in the Havaminas, there's a formal action that is required here. It's not just about the result of getting them killed. There's a formal action that is done. Uminayin Shaf Ladoros Kin. How do we know that it's not only our Sinai, but it's even Ladoros? Tamalomar Sakol Yisakel. A lashon of Asid Yisakel, and therefore that is how we know it applies Ladoros. This is, at least, maybe it's more, I can just remember the second time that we talk about Har Sinai in this Pesachta. Remember we spoke about the Isra of going up on Har Sinai. Way back on Daf Tezvav, right, a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, the Gemara asks, Shor Sinai Vakama. How many judges are needed to judge an ox that went up on Har Sinai? Shor Sinai Vakama. The Gemara says, right, if you, right before the two dots, the Gemara there asks, Mi Gomar Sha'a Midoros Olo. How many? And we end up saying, it is with 23. And Tosfos and Aran there asked, my dehava hava. You know, who really cares, you know, about that halacha? So you could always say, Drosh v'kabel schar, and it makes a neder based on whatever the halacha was. There's always a nafkaminas like that, but that's where the Gemara Tosfos discussed. And the Gemara discussed Har Sinai back then. V'im lav, Eid Hasheni, no tell us Evan. And if the pushing doesn't finish the job, so then the second aid takes the stone. No tell, he takes a stone. V'yotanya, meaning one person takes a stone. V'yotanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Evan Haisa Sham Masui Shnei Bnei Adam. There was a very heavy stone that took two people to carry. Nosla v'nosa alibo. Imeis b'yatza. So you see, it was a very heavy stone enough for two people, not just one person. Says the Gemara, Ula Taimech, Tikshi Lecha Hi Gufa. But look, that brisa itself is problematic. Masui Shnei Bnei Adam, two people, a load of two people. Notzla, one person picks it up v'nosa alibo. Says it one, is it two? So Ella de Mazli La Bahadi Chavre. He lifts it up. They both lift it up together. Vishadi La Iu, and then one throws it. Kiechad Tesi Mirazia. So it goes with force and it goes it has a strength to it. You're right. Both people have to pick it up. Sometimes you need two people to pick something up, though one person could then control it control that afterwards. It goes with force, right? Rashi says on top, the tesi mirazia mikolach gadol. The shnayim, if two people throw it at the same time, ein yecholum lechavein kocham. It's harder to be mechavein to throw it with the same velocity together. So that's why if you have one person throw it, then it is better. V'im lav, and after the second step, first you have the tchia, then you have the stone, and if not, by the edim, and then it's everyone. V'im lav regimaso v'chulu. V'atanya me'olam l'shana ba'adam. The Brisa says it never was needed, that third step. Says, so what is the Mishnah talking about? Ki kamina David, you're right. I'm talking about if it was done. De'i mitzrach ka'amin. Ki'mi ka'amina David. Do I say that it was done? De'i mitzrach ka'amina. Talking about if it was ever needed. But you're right, it didn't have to be needed. Amar mar, Evan Isa v'chulu. There was a stone. There was a stone there. V'yatanya, really? But didn't we learn? Achas Evan sheniskalba v'achas eit shenitvalav. Any of the instruments that were used in the Mises Besdin. V'echad saif sheneragu bo. V'echad sudar shenechnak bo. Kulan nikbarin imo. They're all buried with the person. Says the, so what does it mean that there was a stone there? As if it always stayed there. So it says no, it was buried with him. Lo tzricha de miskini maisi achrini chilufayo. You're right, it was buried, but after it was buried, they got another stone. They got another stone ready, to use, Rachman al-Islan, in the next time. So the Gemara said, Nikbarin imo, Bahatanya, e Nikbarin imo, the Tzavzit is not buried. Amar Rav Papa, my imo, bitfisa so. It means within his Dalet Amos. Doesn't mean mamish in the kever, but it means within the Dalet Amos. The Gemara here does not quote a reason for Nikbar imo. The Rambam quotes a reason. The Rambam in Ilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Tezvav, quotes what we might have thought the reason is. What's the reason that a shor shenavda ba'aveir with a person is killed? Says the Rambam, tesvav tes, ha'eit shenitlat alav nikbar imo, kidei shelo yielo zichron ra, v'yomru ze ha'eit shenitla ploni. People shouldn't, oh yeah, that sword, that was used to kill so-and-so. That tree, that sudar, right? It's more embarrassment. And therefore, that's why it is buried with the person. The Margolius Hashas, Margolius Hashas here quotes this from, the Bamidbar Yehuda, not sure who that is. Mikan Yishlim, so Remez, Lamasha Sarfin, Ve'ez Bir Chametz, Gamas Haner Shevod Kubo. Ki Haner Machapes Chametz, Lasarfo. Right, the Ner is using it in order to go to the Sreifa, but who says Dome la Evan Shiniskabo? Umikan Yish Lahotsi Musar Haskel. Shechar Achote Lakboris Chaveru Yadav Yavin Kigamas Atzmu Kav. Okay. But, he said maybe this is a remez to that halacha that we, the spoon and the feather and the Ner is all connected to the Sreifa that is going to happen the next morning, and therefore we burn everything as well. Big discussion in the poskim in terms of burying anything along with the niftar. Right, there's a minhag in Chutz La'aretz to put some dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So one might say that's dirt is dirt. That's not called extra. But you know, I think we mentioned the fascinating discussion in one of the poskim. Someone let one of the Shoah survivor left in his savah that he wanted to be buried in his concentration camp uniform. Right, and that was, he said, that's my ticket to Olam Haba. So I want to, that Yisurin. So that's not the minhag. The minhag is certain tachrichin. So one of the poskim mentions that maybe you bury with the uniform in the kever. In the kever, because that's also, so is that a tzorach, is that lechavid of the mace that he wanted? So that's part of the pshar. But again, this is not an exception to the rule, but the Gemara says it's within the Dalet Amos. It's not mamish in the kever. The Chashuki Chemed here, Rachman al-Islan had the Shaila, Meiser, Rachman al-Islan, of a terrorist with a tractor a number of years ago. Terrorist with a tractor that killed somebody with the tractor and destroyed the car. The terrorist was shot, but then do you have to bury and get rid of the tractor? Right, that was the murder instrument. Rachman al-Islan, are you allowed to still have the, you know, the tractor company? Let's say they would follow halacha. You know, do they have to get rid of this tractor that was used? Is it like the cherev sheharag and the rope and the sudar? Oh, I'm nistapko, I'm yish lukbor at the tractor. Now I'm a bisanhedrin, daf memheim a base, go yish listapik, kasha mechabel yara, what if there was a gun? You have to get rid of the gun. Shuva. So he says, Tama Davar, she's the Gemara Saif. He quotes the Rambam and he quotes Rashi. I didn't mention Rashi. Rashi quotes from the Ki Kavar Tik Barenu. Rashi says it's based on the double Lashon. That's why you have to bury everything, right? Rashi on the second skinny line. Kulam Nigbarani Mo Mi Kavar Tik Barenu Yetera. So it sounds like Rashi is a more of a Xeris Akasif, while the Rambam gave a svar for it. So he says maybe it's totally on that. According to Rashi, maybe you have to. Any murder instrument, any instrument that is used to put the person to death, whether it's inappropriately or appropriately. And maybe the Rambam, if people see this tractor on the street, they're going to know, is that so clear, a tractor? So he says, maybe it's Tali on that. So he says, V'itachecha b'nito nenu, hu Tali yatama davar, l'rash yigzer sakasav, yishlikbar gam it's a tractor. She's a Rambam, zerak din b'chote, shelo yomru. Right, but then he says, he quotes a number of others, issues, but then he quotes, what about a car? Somebody's in a car accident. You know, that also causes death. He says, he quotes from Nissen Karlitz, Kasha liyaches es kala machonit kula v'laseis l'shem saif. It's very hard. Machonit asuya l'merkav l'masa v'kasha l'achila l'ashem shal kli hariga. It's hard to say that. And then he says, the Chashuk Yechemet says, l'anias da'ati l'hosif. The tractor lo domel called kli hariga shame even saif v'sudar kalim shedarkam l'shamish lahariga v'chal olam yachdim osam l'kach. Tractor ain't dark l'shamish lahariga. No, it's not used. That's not known as that, right? And also the gun. And also the gun. Do you say it's the gun? Do you say it's the bullet? Right. Anyway, this is a question that he has lahalacha bez Hashem v'lo l'maisa. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Amar Shmuel. Next halacha. Nikta yada edim pater. If the edim's hand, something happened to one of the edim's hands in between, after they witnessed, their hand got, they doesn't have a hand anymore, pater. Why? My taima. Then the person gets off. Unbelievable. My taima. Debina yada edim tiyabo barishona valeka. You need, literally, the pasuk says, yada edim, you need the yada of the edim. Meaning, Rav Shmuel says, we take psukim literally. We take psukim literally. Ella me'ata, the Margalit Sayyam quotes the Machronim, this is only if the person still hasn't admitted that he did it. If he admitted that he did it, plus the Edim, so maybe he wouldn't take it literally. Okay, he's most of that from some Machronim. Ella me'ata, but let's just go back to the Pashas of the Gemara. So you have to take him literally. Say, Ella me'ata, Edim gidrin de meikar and nahakanami de psili. So what about Edim that never had a hand? Right, you're saying only if it got cut off now? What if they never had a hand? Then it should also be puzzled to testify because it's not Yad Ha'edim. Shani Hasam, the Amar Kra, Yad Ha'edim, Shahaisa Kfar. No, that's Yad Ha'edim, Shahaisa. It says Yad Ha'edim, was always the hand. Nothing's changed. So that could still be considered Yad Ha'edim. Meisvei, is it really true? Kasha on Shmuel, is it really true that we take Psukim literally? Kamakam Shiyidu Shnayim. Or any place where two people come to court and say, V'yomru, Midin Arno Bish Ploni Shidig Bar Dinah Bezim Ploni, Yuploni Ploni Edav, Hareze Yehareg. Reuben and Shimon come to court and say, Levi and Yehuda testified about so-and-so in that court, and he was Nigbar Din Lamisa. So the Edim aren't even there, let alone Yad Ha'edim. So you see, it's not, you don't need the Edim there. Targum Shmuel behein hein Edav. You're right. Shmuel would say that is talking about where it's the same Edim. Not two different Edim, even though it's a little dachik to understand it that way. And now the Gemara generalizes. Umid being on Kra Kiddakasiv, do we need to understand Psukim literally like Yad Edim? Vatanya, Mosi Masama Kerot Sayachu. Well, don't we have the following drasha? You have to kill the person who murdered. Ainli Alaba Misak Suvabo. This is only by the Misa that's written by him. Saif. Minayin. Shemiata Yachola Miso Bemisak Suvabo Shatama Miso Bchol Misa Shata Yachola Miso. How do we know that if you can't figure out how to be mamis him in the when it's recorded in the Torah, you do it in any way that you can? Tamalomar Mosi Masa Makem, Mikol Makob. In any way. So you see, it's not literal. Dafka, what it says in the Torah. You can expand it a little bit. Answer, Shani Hasam to Amar Kra Mosumas. There, there's a double lashon, inclusive. Veligmar Minei. So why don't you learn from there to other contexts that psukim do not need to be taken mamish literally in terms of these halachic contexts? No, Mishum Davi wrote Sech veGoal Adam Shniksu Nabanka Echad. No, because you have two psukim that teach us that a specific process described in the Torah is lav dafka. two contexts that say that, and therefore, they can't be malamed anywhere else, meaning any other process that's mentioned is taken literally. Only these two specifically are not meant to be taken literally because there's special drushes by these. Where, rotzeach had amran, we just explained rotzeach. If a murderer cannot be killed in the way that the Torah prescribes, we could take care of him in any other way as well. Goel adam, mahi, where do you have it by the goel adam? Tetanya, goel adam, ya misses a rotzeach, right, if he leaves the ear miklat. Mitzvah b'goel adam. Ominayim shim ein lo goel, shebezdin ma'midim lo goel. How do we know that Bezdin could also provide a goel? Shenemar b'figo bo, b'chol makom. So you see, we see again that the pasuk is not meant to be taken literally, both by goel adam and by a killing a rotzeach. Period. Another, back to the same question. Milo be'inam krakit the kasiv. You don't need to take things literally. If one of the parents of a child is either, right, he's lame, or he can't talk, mute, blind, deaf, the son cannot become a ben sora mora, because the pasuk says in kiseitzei shenemar, the savsu bo velo gidmin, they have to hold him, and they can't have their hands cut off. They have to take him out. They can't be lame, can't walk. They have to be able to walk. V'amru, v'lo ilmin. They can't be mute. B'neinu zeh, v'lo suman. They have to be able to point. Zeh always means clarity, you point. B'neinu zeh. Hachodesh hazeh lochem. Right? Zeh hadavar. Zeh is always pointing. Einenu shomei b'koleinu, v'lo chershin. He doesn't listen to our voices. Right? V'lo chershin. And they can't be deaf. My time, huh? Why do you need all of these halachas for, and this is part of how, as we've mentioned, ben sora mora might not have ever happened, because there's so many limiting factors. La mishum debin on krag et the kasev. Isn't that that you need, the rule is, it always has to be literal, right? So it's somewhat of a raya to Shmuel, kasha in the other context. Lo, shiny hasan de kule kro yaseirahu. No, as Rashi explains here, no, there, the whole pasuk is extra. The pasuk could have just said, vahot si'uhu el shar ha'irahihu skaluhu. Doesn't have to say anything else. The whole Orech HaDvarim of B'neinu Zeh, or the whole declaration, is extra, and therefore it is different. So also a discussion, we don't have time right now to go into, about the Goal Hadam. It says mitzvah b'Goal Hadam. Is that really literally a mitzvah? Right, he should do it. Right, that's a discussion that we'll have to have, but not now. Tashma, another process. Ir Hanidachas. Eima Rechov. If there's no main street area to burn all of the possessions in the city, ein nasis yir nidachas, then it does not become an yir nidachas, because you need that rechov. Div Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein lo rechov, osin lo rechov. You build the street. So Gemara says, ad kan lo pligi el demar sava rechova demei kara binan, umar sava rechova dahashanami ki demei kara dami. The whole machlokas is whether you can build a new street or only have an old street. Ava de kuli alma binan kara gadakasa, but everybody holds, you need a street. You need an area to burn the possessions. So, don't you see, again, it's literal that there's a process being described. It's the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's really a machlokas Tanoim, and we quote another context. So we have Irani Dachas, we have Ben Sora More, we have Yada Edim, and now we have Saraas, Tara Sametzora. Ditznan. Mishnah says, in Meseches Negoim, Ein lo bohen yad bohen regel, ozen yamanis, if the mitzora does not have a right thumb, or right big toe, or an ear, Ein lo taro lamis, he can never become pure, because the has to be sprinkled on his right thumb and his right ear. Doesn't have it, doesn't have it. Rabbi Elazar, so he's stuck. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no sin amakom of yotze. No, you put it on the spot where it should be. That's enough. That's good enough. This has nafkaminas for Hilchas Tefillin also. Somebody is as doesn't have an unregular hand. Is that called their hand? If it just has a little bit, that's important. Is that called his hand? Reb Shimon Omer, Nosan Osmolo Biyotze. Reb Shimon says, no, you put on the other one. Nosan Osmolo. But either way, you see it's a machlokas tanom, whether it is literal or not. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah, by the Shem. We will continue with the next stuff.